Okay, good evening all, and welcome to our experience Shabbat Shir, the final one of the year. Very exciting. So we, as you know, are approaching the final Shabbos of the year, and it's specifically in the time period that we find ourselves in. Now, I'm just going to mute everyone because the background noise is just bothering me, but I love you, and you can ask questions after. So as we approach the final Shabbos of the year, and we're sort of getting in the mindset and recognizing that Rosh Hashanah is just 4 or 5 days away, and that this is clearly a time of repentance that we are experiencing and living through right now, I wanted to speak a little bit about the unspoken connection between Teshuvah and Shabbos. The fact that Shabbos and repentance seem to be inextricably connected. And the conversation begins with the Gemara in Shabbos on Kuf Yud Ches Amud Beis, in which we're told, Amar Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Meshamer Shabbos Kilchaso, anyone who keeps Shabbos properly, Afilu Ovid Avodah Zarah, even if you're an idol worshiper, which really doesn't get worse than that, even if you're an idol worshiper, Mochlin Lo, you are forgiven. So in other words, for some reason, keeping Shabbos somehow exempts you, in a sense, from being an idol worshiper. And there's a verse that's brought down to prove this point. More than that, there's a Medrash in Bereishis Rabbah in which we're told that Adam HaRishon had a conversation with Cain. After Cain killed Hevel, this is what happened. So Adam says to his son Cain, Pagabo Adam HaRishon, Amar lo mana aseh b'dinecha. So Adam said to Cain, so what's going to happen to you? What sort of judgment is going to come upon you? Amar lo asisi tshuva v'nispasharti. Well, very simple, says Cain. I did tshuva. I repented to God. I'm really sorry I killed my brother. And Hashem has forgiven me, in a sense. So his chil Adam Arishon mitapech al panav. So Adam Arishon was so amazed by this. Amar kachi kocha shel tshuva. So Adam says, wow, how amazing is tshuva. V'ani lo ayisi yozea. I didn't know how amazing it was until now. Miyad amar Adam Arishon. So immediately at that moment, Adam Arishon stood up and he said, Mizmor shir liyom haShabbos. He said the Mizmor shir of Shabbos. And the cool question is, what in the world is he doing saying Mizmor shir liyom haShabbos? He's not talking about Shabbos. He's talking about tshuva. And so the answer seems to be that there was an inherent understanding, even going all the way back to the times of Adam HaRishon, that there was a real connection between the seventh day of the week, between Shabbos Kodesh and repentance, such that if repentance is able to be activated, that must mean Shabbos is not too far away. And in the commentary Yifei Toar, which is one of the commentaries, I think on the Medrash, but I'm not 100%, yeah, on the Medrash, so he comments, Ulai Derish Shabbos Milashon Tshuva. He says that it must be that we can understand from this that when we use the word Shabbos, what does Shabbos sound a lot like? What does it have the same root as? Tshuva. Shabbos means Shabbos, but it also means to return. Teshuva means to return. It means repentance. To perish. Liyom shekibel Hashem tshuva v'tov hu Hashem l'hamodim l'fanav. Amazingly, that this is the day, Shabbos is the day, in which God is accepting of the repentance that we bring forth within ourselves. So in other words, we see from here that Shabbos is a day that is equal to repentance, such that because of Shabbos, our tshuva will be accepted by Hashem. Why that is, how that works, what is the system within which that functions, so we're going to see a little bit further. Rabbi Nachman Mibreslov says even further, so v'teida ne'emana, shet tshuva shlema hi b'chinas ha-Shabbos, that Shabbos and tshuva are the same forces, as it were, that are behind Shabbos, are also behind tshuva. Ki'isa b'medrash rabba, because he quotes the medrash that we just said with Adam HaRishon, proving that Adam HaRishon naturally connected Shabbos and Tshuva. V'sha'al lo, ma na'aseh b'dinecha v'yishiv lo sha'asa tshuva. And so again, the Medrash is quoted over here. So Amar, im kach takiv chila d'tshuva, pasach v'emar mizmar shir liyom haShabbos. So again, so Rav Nachman Mibreslov quotes this exact Medrash that we said before. Says the Chida, one of the commentators, one of the very big Rabbanim in the 19th century, he writes as follows. He says, im v'shmira Shabbos ki ayiz ki az yizke lenitzutz shchina al neshamad atzilus. Amazingly, you want to understand what the connection between Shabbos and tshuva is. Shabbos is the ingredient X, the unknown X factor, to what allows us to achieve repentance, what allows us to achieve forgiveness by God. We can do as much davening, we can do as much praying, we can say, God, please forgive me, we can clap our chests as much as, you know, until the cows come home, but ultimately, we will not really be able to achieve true repentance without Shabbos, because Shabbos provides some sort of spiritual X factor for ourselves that activates the repentance within each and every one of us. So much so that the Taz actually brings down Lehalacha. He says He says, "Venira demire she asa tshuva ela de tshuva lo mahani shehi moch l'nok de isa beperek yom kippurim avar al krisus." Okay, etc., etc. Apologize. So he says, "Kan de im beasoso tshuva shomer Shabbos kilchaso mehani tshuva shehi nimchalo." He says that the way the system works, that Shabbos allows you forgiveness, is that once you do teshuva, then if you go ahead and keep Shabbos, then the teshuva will help you. If you go ahead and do tshuva and you don't keep Shabbos, then perhaps the implication is that you cannot be forgiven. Therefore, we see ultimately that without Shabbos, one may not be able to achieve true repentance, true forgiveness for all of their sins. However, we have to ask what is probably the most obvious question if we sit down and think of it long enough, and that is, when it comes to repentance, why is it that I should be allowed to do teshuva on Shabbos? You think of something that is more antithetical to what we've understood Shabbos to be thus far, and that is Shabbos is a time in which we're supposed to connect closer to Hashem, we're supposed to be happy, we're supposed to be enjoying ourselves, we're supposed to be reaching deep spiritual heights. Teshuva is when you sit in a room and you think about all the terrible things that you did. If you are really thinking critically, you'll probably start to cry, or you maybe at least should start to cry. You should feel those emotions. Why in the world would someone ever be allowed to do teshuva on Shabbos if it's meant to bring out, if it's clearly going to elicit a negative emotional response, which naturally it should? So why would you ever be allowed to do it on Shabbos, the happiest day of the week? So says the Tzav Viziras. He says that the sages tell us that Shalosh Shudas is the most suitable time for doing teshuva, for it's a time when a person's soul is attached to Hashem. In this waning hour of Shabbos, there is an opportune moment to reflect on the holy day. And he says, Shalosh Shudas is the weekly Yom Kippur. Just as on Yom Kippur, the soul is aroused and cleansed from its failings during the year, at Shalosh Shudas, the soul's hidden lusts and maladies of the entire week are laid open, and the individual is cleansed and purified. There's something special, evidently, about the end of Shabbos that activates even further the need to do teshuva. But says the Choza of Lublin, he says that it was once asked, is it permitted to do tshuva on Shabbos? Shouldn't it be forbidden? Since tshuva puts a person in a remorseful and brokenhearted mood, whereas on Shabbos we are commanded to be happy and joyful. So replied the Choza concerning tshuva, it says that we have to circumcise the foreskin of your heart, and that Hashem will circumcise your hearts and the hearts of your children. And both verses, says the Choza of Lublin, teshuva is equated with milah. And what's the halacha? What comes first, doing a bris milah or celebrating Shabbos? We know that it's that doing a bris milah is docha Shabbos. So what that means is that if you're allowed to quote unquote violate Shabbos in order to do a bris milah, and teshuva is like a bris milah, so of course you can go ahead and push Shabbos away in order to do teshuva. And finally, the Lublin Rebbe was once asked the same question, how can you do teshuva on Shabbos? And he explained very simple. Teshuva is nothing different than pikuach nefesh. You're allowed to violate any malacha, anything you need to do to save a person's life on Shabbos. And so too when it comes to teshuva. Teshuva literally can save lives. By the way, even thinking about this from more of a psychological perspective, the notion that an individual can achieve personal redemption and that they are not stuck in the low depths that they might find themselves in, this has tremendous facts in a psychological world. That is to say, when someone is suicidal, someone is very depressed, someone feels themselves very low. So normally, perhaps a couple hundred years ago, maybe not even, maybe 50 years ago, you would say this person, they need like a little pick-me-up or whatever, and they'll feel better. better, but there are people who are so clinically down, so clinically depressed, that it's understood now that it is really pikuach nefesh in order to allow them to sort of repair their lower state. So perhaps one of those ways could be teshuva. But for example, this was the very big question when it came to Zoom Siddurim, right back at the beginning of the pandemic. Is someone who is alone allowed to be on Zoom at a Seder on Pesach, which was a question that 10 years ago, 3 years ago, no one would have ever dreamed to have been asking. But because of the serious concern of pikuach nefesh, of risking a life as it pertains to someone being in isolation, so that's what allowed the question to be asked. And so too, the same is the halacha when it comes to doing teshuva on Shabbos. Even though, truth be told, the spirit of teshuva does not necessarily line up with the spirit of Shabbos, because teshuva is, maybe you'll feel a little bit negative, maybe you'll feel a little bit sad, and Shabbos, you're supposed to be happy and uplifted. Ultimately, I can literally be saving my life by doing a proper teshuva, by doing a proper repentance, and so therefore it goes without saying that I am allowed to do teshuva on Shabbos. All of this leads up to this clear fact that for some reason, Shabbos and teshuva seem to be so linked, going all the way back to the times of Adam HaRishon, recognizing that one should even do teshuva on Shabbos, even if the emotions may not match up with the proper emotions of Shabbos. Why is this the case? Why are they so connected? And the Nesiva Shalom, the Slonim Rebbe, he explains as follows, that when you put both Shabbos and teshuva under a microscope, you can ultimately realize that they are actually both trying to accomplish the same thing. Teshuva is clear what it's trying to accomplish, that it wants to bring us closer to God. No individual can get close to God if they have a million sins, a million negative things, wrong things that they might have done, standing between them and their Creator. The only way to eliminate those bad things, quote unquote, is if you are able to do teshuva and wipe those sins out of existence as if they were never there. Then immediately the blockade is open and you're able to get close to God. Teshuva means getting close, means what the Hasidim call dveikus. It's clinging to God if you're able to accomplish teshuva. Shabbos, as we've explained time and time again, is just that as well. Shabbos is all about clinging to God, developing a relationship with God. And therefore, it's clear that at the end of the day, we're able to see and realize that Shabbos and teshuva are so incredibly linked because of the fact that they are, in essence, trying to accomplish the same thing. There are no two mitzvahs, perhaps, that are as similar, even though they're coming from entirely different planes. It's almost as if the teshuva is wiping up the negative, and Shabbos in some ways is creating a positive, but they're really two sides of the same coin that are meant to bring us all closer to Hashem. Ultimately, we can see from here that Shabbos is so perfect for teshuva, and teshuva is so perfect for Shabbos, because they both activate this essence within each and every one of us to get closer to Hashem. And therefore, we find ourselves... Oh, and sorry, one additional point. The Nesiva Shalom even then adds at the end that when it comes to Shabbos, the reason why it's so clear that it's perfect for teshuva, because what do we know about teshuva? That it creates a new person. It creates a new energy, a new essence within each and every one of us. And if that's the case, what more perfect day to link to teshuva than Shabbos, when we know we get a neshama yaseira? We literally become a new person on Shabbos. So if teshuva makes me a new person, and Shabbos I get a new elements of myself with having a new added soul, then again, it's so clear that these 2 days need to be so closely linked together. And so therefore, since this is the case, that Shabbos and Teshuvah are so linked, and we find ourselves now here on Erev Shabbos, the last Shabbos of the year, we're less than 4 days away from Rosh Hashanah, and we're less than a week plus from Shabbos Shuva, less than, I don't know, what is it, I guess 11 days to... Oh. I guess like 14 days from Yom Kippur, whatever it is. This is a time that is clearly all about repentance, and better late than never, as they say, to start realizing that Shabbos is the perfect time to be repenting, to be getting closer to God. Because ultimately, if we want to get close to God, if we want to feel that relationship, if we want to achieve what all the high holidays are here to offer us, we have to realize that in essence, that's what Shabbos is all about as well. So if we want to achieve true repentance, true atonement, we also have to come to appreciate a true Shabbos. Hashem should bless us with a beautiful Shabbos Kodesh this week, with an understanding of that it's specifically being able to dwell in the Shechina on Shabbos Kodesh that enables us to be able to form the relationship that Teshuvah allows us to form. Wish everyone a beautiful night and a wonderful Shabbos.